Jesus is risen.
Jesus is risen.
Jesus is risen.
Happy Easter. I lost the little pin to my microphone thing here, so I'm going to have to look stupid.
Father, you look stupid most of the time anyway.
Shut up, we know. Anyway, so today as we come to celebrate Easter, you know, I was reflecting on what does Easter mean if some pagan was to come up to me and say, so what? What is Easter about? Well, of course, it's when Christ rose from the dead. But if that's the end of it, so what, right? If Jesus rose from the dead, we can all get excited. Yeah, Jesus is alive. That's nice. But if it doesn't mean anything to me, then it doesn't mean anything, really, right? Because if Christ rose from the dead and we don't rise with him, well, nice for Jesus, but not so nice for us. But what we have to know and believe is because Christ rose from the dead, so shall we rise from the dead, huh? And that means that every day you and I need to let the risen Christ in our hearts and be risen inside of us. See, by definition, that's what a Christian is. A Christian isn't just one who shows up for church every once in a while or tries to be a good person. Pagans can be good people, atheists can be good people, Muslims can be good people, Jewish people can be good people. That doesn't make a person a Christian. Showing up for church doesn't make a person a Christian. A Christian is one who no longer lives, but Jesus Christ lives inside of them. He lives inside of them. And so the question today, this Easter, is does Jesus Christ live inside of you? And can people tell that he lives inside of you? Is Christ alive in your heart? Huh? When I was a kid, I'll never forget, you know, you remember certain things. And I remember when we were singing for my first communion. And we all had to learn, and we had these books. And in those days, you know, there was no such thing as liturgical songs. Anything that was in the 60s, of course, everything was a liturgical song, you know. Remember one of the songs we sang for my first communion is, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your fine wine. Remember that song? A million tomorrows may all pass away ere I forget all the joy that I had today. Does that have anything to do with Christian? No, but it was a song that we sang for my first communion. But another song we sang for my first communion, I still remember, you can't even find it anymore. It's another one of those things that are gone. And it was called, To Be Alive, Feeling Free, and to have everyone in your family to be alive in every way. Anybody know that one? Oh, how great it is. To be alive. Anyway, but see, that was one of the things. I remember thinking, when you're in Christ, you are fully alive. Huh? And so some people got to tell Christians, because a lot of Christians don't act like they're fully alive. They walk around like they're dead. But the point of being a resurrected person is that Christ lives inside of us, and so because he lives, we live. And if we're alive, that means we're fully alive. And it says, when you're a person who's alive, you live life. You're free from bondage of sin. You're free from those acts of slavery. You're free from death. So as you come to Christ this Easter and you come to church, what is it in your life that still brings you death? What is it in your life that you're still a slave to? What is it in your life that doesn't bring you peace, but you have anxiety, you have fear, you have all those things that you bring with you today? What you got to do is give them to Christ who's alive and present before us and let him take over your life. It's just that simple, but that very hard. Because what it'll cost you, of course, if you do that, is it'll cost you everything. You're going to have to let him be fully in control of your life. But when you do that, he'll set you free from your fear. He'll set you free from your slavery to your sin. And think about the sin that some of you have dealt with that keeps pulling you down and you hate yourself for, that keeps pulling you back and you keep falling into the same thing again and again, and you feel like you're a slave. Jesus is alive, so you can be alive too. Being alive is not being a slave. Being alive is about being free. Do you know that freedom in your heart, that freedom in your soul, that freedom in your body? Or you keep being pulled back and pulled down? You know, God wants you to be alive, huh? And I encourage you to do a couple things for that this Easter. Like I did last year. We spend these 40 days of Lent, oh Lord. And we sit there and we do all the denying of self and all the horrible things we do and denying. We give up TV and coffee and Pepsi and Coke and all this kind of chocolate. And then we pig out last night or this morning. You can't wait till you get home so you can really pig out on all the things you had to give up during Lent. I would like you to do, like I encouraged you last year, there are more days of Easter season than there is the Lenten season. And just as you were so intent and giving up all those things, and you were so good, some of you, that you did all these things, some of you didn't do anything, I know. But I would like everybody for this Easter season, from now until the Easter season ends at Pentecost, that you sit there and you focus on being alive every day. To be fully alive. That every day you just focus and you be like, you never be people that like are alive. You know, in the presence, you get more alive because you're with them. Don't you want to be one of those people? Don't you want to be a person who's fully alive that lives every day of your life, huh? Again, when I was doing one of my missions this past couple of weeks, a woman came to talk to me and she was struggling with, you know, all kinds of diseases and everything else and she was despairing. And I said, listen, you can stay in despair whatever many days you have left on this earth. Or you can live every day to the full. If you have 2 days left, live it. Live these 2 days. Instead of being depressed, instead of looking in the past and seeing what's going wrong and how bad life is, just focus on living for the days you have left. Huh? I had a good friend years ago that she found out she had terminal cancer and she was dying. And as soon as she called me and says, Father, I know I'm dying. I sent her flowers and I said, don't ever stop living. You see, this is the call of a Christian at Easter. That you and I are called to live every day. If today's your last day, then live it fully. If your last day's 50 years from now, then live the next 50 years completely and fully. That when you look back, there is no regrets in your life. That you wasted so much time on focusing on yourself, focusing on pain, focusing on the past. Again, as I've said a million times, the devil will always keep you focused on yourself and your past. Always. Christ says, you look at me and you look at the future. People of God, because Christ rose from the grave, we will never die. We're going to live forever. 100 billion years from now, we're going to be alive. And so the point is to start living that life today. To live every day fully. So there's no regrets. So encourage you. Think of ways that you can do this, that you begin to live every day. That instead of every day at the end of your day, instead of thinking about all the things that went wrong, think about what went right. And let me give you a hint. If you're walking or talking or seeing or hearing or speaking or eating or whatever it is, there's something right in your life. You can focus on the death and feel good about yourself. Or you can focus on what's going alive in your life. Live every day. Don't focus on dying. And the last thing I want to give you, those of you who say the daily rosary, which is a great thing, I'd encourage you during these days of Easter that every day you focus on the glorious mysteries, huh? Especially in this octave, the next 7 days. But for the rest, in your private time, now when we do it in a group, we can do the way we normally do it. But in your private prayer, to focus every day on Christ alive and think, am I allowing Jesus Christ to live inside of me? Am I living every day to the fullest, or am I just going through the motions trying to be a good person? People of God, it's a humongous difference when you let Jesus Christ take over and live his life through you. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? You better, it's Easter. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.